Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Tina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency, Northwestern Medicine, Delner Hospital. Thank you very much for joining us. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Good morning. I am. I hope you're doing well as well.
I am. I was, as I had mentioned a few moments ago, was on airplanes almost all week doing some interviews on both the East and West Coast. And I'm fully masked up. I'm practically wearing a beekeeper suit on the plane to protect myself these days. But so many people are not. And all I am reading now is how we're going into the flu season. We're going into resurgence of COVID. This seems like this is a time of year where we all need to take some precaution if you don't want to get sick.
Absolutely. And we absolutely are starting to see all of those things in clinic already. We're seeing so many colds, so many people coming in with COVID. It is definitely on its way in.
So what, you know, masks aside, washing hands aside, what else should we be doing now to protect ourselves?
I think that there's a few things that we can do. I think it's real that some of us are going to get sick, and that's okay. But if we can stay home when that happens, and that's helpful, it helps the spread. As you mentioned, the masks, the hand hygiene, those also go a long way. And then there are some things that you can do. Obviously, vaccination is something that can help. It doesn't stop all of the illness, but it can help you from getting quite as sick. But there's some things that you can do. One of the things that is easy and simple that has research behind it is even like nasal saline spray, if you start to get sick, can make it go by faster and make you feel better during
really?
All of it.
Saline yeah. spray, you say, just basically, it's not salt water, but it's basically a salted water, I guess, right?
It is. Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's just like a wash. Some people like using the neti pot. Some people like using just the spray bottles, but it's actually been shown to help.
Yeah. Is one better than another? I see these commercials all the time for the neti pots and, you know, steam cleaning. And
I don't know that one's better. It's whatever you can keep clean and what you're willing to do.
Yeah. Whatever device you can keep clean, I guess, is what
right,
you're saying,
exactly.
right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know because I definitely would not have thought of that.
And then there's the basic things, just like getting rest, making sure that you stay hydrated, that you're eating well. All of those general things that we tell you to stay healthy also help you from not getting sick.
What, and like the old grandma recipes, I guess, the, you know, cures, those things for the most part are pretty accurate and helpful, right?
Some of them are. I often joke with my patients that when grandma told you to eat the chicken soup, it's actually a really good thing. It has the fluid, it has protein, it has vegetables, it has all of those things that you need to help you stay well. And when you are sick, get better.
Yeah, I had a discussion with somebody about the benefits of garlic, just eating whole cloves of garlic, because that is something my grandmother would, you'd not only eat it, but she'd crush it and rub it on you. You weren't done till you smelled like a piece of garlic bread with my grandmother. That was the old school way. Is there anything to that?
There's definitely anti-inflammatory properties to garlic. I think it's a great thing to have as part of your diet. I don't think it's going to cure you. That and loading yourself with vitamins aren't necessarily going to help, but as part of a general healthy diet, it absolutely can help you stay away from some of the illnesses or recover a little bit faster.
Okay, here's the other thing that my grandmother did this and my parents did this too. The second you had any sort of cold-like symptoms, the Vicks VapoRub came out, and you were slathered in this Vicks VapoRub within an inch of your life. Any value in that?
I mean, I'm going to say I do that in my house too, but I've seen some studies that have said that it is good and some studies that have said that it's not. I do feel like most people that do it feel better as they're getting through their illness, though, in combination with all the other things. Well, so sometimes just having your symptoms is good.
Yeah, they can't smell anything or taste anything through all of the menthol. I guess it's soothing. I guess it's probably mm-hmm. soothing to
exactly.
to breathe, I suppose. But
yes.
Yeah, I think about my grandmother was also a big proponent of the blackberry brandy. A shot of mm-hmm. blackberry brandy, which she thought would make you feel better. And maybe she was just knocking you out. Maybe
that could be.
And maybe she was just getting you drunk. I don't know.
I can't recommend that one. The other thing that people find soothing is honey. Obviously, we want people to be not give it to their babies under one because that causes problems. But for people that have coughs and colds, sometimes the honey can be soothing as well for their throats.
But not for babies. I'd never heard that.
Yes, under one, they don't have the ability to process, and so we worry about botulism and honey, and so that's why we only recommend it over one.
I see. Okay. All right. You said vaccinations. We should be getting our flu shots right now?
It's time to get our flu shots, our COVID vaccines, and for those who are eligible, their RSV vaccines. And then there's recommendations for everyone over 50 to have an pneumonia vaccine as well. So there's a fair amount that can help protect us as we're walking into this cold and flu season.
Okay, not to pound people over the head with this, but we are seeing COVID numbers rising all over the U.S. right now.
Sure.
And I know that you and most doctors, not everyone, it's a point of controversy and political controversy now over whether you should be vaccinated or not. I guess people can make up their own minds, but doctors are recommending getting up to date with your COVID vaccines, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And many of the professional societies have come out and said that. When you do actually look at even the CDC guidance, when you look at the list of things that are that make you more likely to be able to contract COVID or have serious disease. But the list is actually quite long. And I think many people are surprised when they actually take a look at it. Something as simple as not being super active is on that list, or being overweight or obese is on that list. So there are many, many things that are on that list. And so in general, I am absolutely recommending that families consider it for all members of their family.
Okay. Check with your doctors and see where you are with all of that and make up your own minds with it all. More with Dr. Santina Wheat when we come back, and we will take your calls and take your texts. 312-981-7200. WGN. Right now we continue with Dr. Santina Wheat answering your questions on health. 312-981-7200. And Jim, you are on WGN with Dr. Wheat.
Good morning, people. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question for Doctor. The RSV vaccine. My wife was told the other day that since it's been almost 2 years since we got these things, we need an update. But I didn't realize there's any update on these yet. Is that true or not true?
I'm going to say I'm surprised that your wife was told that. In general, the RSV vaccine is not currently an annual vaccine. And so as long as you have received one, the guidance is that you don't need another one.
So,
one
and done, then, in other words.
As of right now, it's one and done, yes.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. Jim, I hope that helps. Thank you for your call. 847 area code says to please ask the doctor about COVID vaccines. It says, I'm 71 and up to date. I had a COVID vaccine in April. I'm going to Europe next May. Should I get an updated vaccine now and also next April, or just wait and get it next April? That's planning right there. Wow.
That is great planning. I would recommend getting the COVID vaccine now. The vaccine that we are seeing in pharmacies and doctor's offices right now is different than the one that was available earlier in the year. In fact, some organizations pulled all of the vaccines that were on their shelves because this is a new one that's available. So hopefully this will provide some different protection than what you had before. I don't anticipate that we'll have another one again by the spring. So I would say maybe in the next month or two, get this, the COVID vaccine, and hopefully that will protect you throughout for the trip also.
As a general rule, though, if someone is vaccinated, for how long is the how long does it work? I guess until you need to get reboosted.
You know, there's some guidance that says about 6 months is when we would say that maybe you're not up to date anymore. However, we're not seeing new vaccines that are coming out that often. And so I would say I'm currently recommending to my patients to think about it per season, like I am with the flu shot. So thinking about it annually and just trying to get it in before we see those waves hit.
And the 847, another 847 area code asks about measles immunity. I had one when I was younger. Do I need to get another now?
It really depends on your age. There are some people that only received one measles vaccine and are in this window that maybe they need another one. But if you're someone that received two doses of the measles vaccines when you were younger, then you should not need another one now. And if you're old enough that you had the measles, then you don't need it now.
What about if you don't remember? Because I was a kid. I seem to remember that we got vaccinated in school. I think it was just one vaccine that we got for measles. Honestly, I'm not sure. Is there a way to test for that? Or do you just go ahead and get re-immunized just to be on the safe side?
So either is okay. We do have a test that we can do that looks at your immunity. The test is not perfect, so sometimes it tells us that people are not immune and they might be, but there's no harm to getting an additional vaccine outside of the typical soreness that you might get from the injection site and the feeling a little bit crummy as your immune system revs up. But besides that, there's no harm to getting another one. And so when people aren't sure, I offer them either the test or just getting the vaccine.
All right. The 773 area code says, I read about a breakthrough drug that may be the ultimate baldness cure. Now, this got my attention right away. Actually, I don't think I would want a head of hair. I like the no-maintenance baldness that I have. Now, I don't think I would change it, but there are plenty of people who freak out about losing their hair. Is there something new in that area?
So I was looking at this this article. There is some ongoing research right now that looks like a drug that is mimicking the stimulation of hair growth, where it'll work on all of your hair follicles at the same time, which is quite exciting. From what I could see, it is not available yet, but is undergoing testing. And it could be a really great opportunity for some people. As you were mentioning, a lot of people do worry about this, and it can really impact self-esteem and our ability to interact in the world. So if the trials continue to work and it's something that could be useful, I think this would be a great opportunity for so many.
All right. So there you go. Me, I'm staying chrome dome. Dr. Tina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency, Northwestern Medicine, Delnor Hospital. Have a great Sunday. Thank you so much.